Moscow on Monday. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in Los Olivos, California, was opened to the news media yesterday by the owner of that facility. It's owned by a real estate firm called Colony Capital LLC that actually bought it in a joint venture with Michael Jackson as the singer's finances collapsed. Fans gathered at the front gate. It was a bit of a media event yesterday, and there was Randy Archibald, New York Times national correspondent. He joins us from Los Angeles this morning. Randy, what was it like to go to Neverland? A bit of nostalgia or a creep show?
Really, a little bit of both. It was kind of surreal. It's this place you obviously hear a lot about, and then to actually be inside was quite strange, but, you know, that's just the way this story kind of is. Neverland is first of all, a very large place. It's about 2,700 acres. It's kind of reminiscent of those big upper Westchester estates that where you can barely see anything from the road. but the actual property is quite well landscaped. There's a large 13,000 square foot house. It's empty right now. Michael Jackson hasn't lived there since shortly after his acquittal in 2005. He left Neverland and never really returned. And it, you know, was in a lot of financial, there's a lot of financial back and forth, but the end result was that this Colony Capital ended up with it and left him with a stake in it. So they are technically the owners. He doesn't have the title to it, but he still has a finger in it, I guess you can say.
Which could, in some sense, complicate Colony Capital's attempts to unload it, if that's what they want to do. But let's look ahead. Are they really expecting upwards of a half million people to try to get into the Staples Center for this memorial service on Tuesday, or memorial show on Tuesday at the Staples Center in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, the law enforcement has long been bracing for anything having to do with Michael Jackson's memorial. You'll probably remember early on there was talk of some sort of service or burial at Neverland, and that was definitely discussed by representatives of Colony Capital with officials in Santa Barbara, and eventually they decided not to do that, at least not now, because it's such a complicated process with the state and local authorities to get permission. So for now, excuse me, for now it's not at Neverland, but there will be a service at Staples Center on Tuesday, and LAPD basically has been preparing for something to this effect, and it's sure to be an enormous undertaking. How they're going to handle those crowds, people turned away, will be something really to watch.
Well, it'll be an Ayatollah funeral kind of event with the level of emotion. And, you know, he is the king of pop. Randy Archibald, New York Times national correspondent, thanks for joining us from Los Angeles.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.